A Lubin-linked wallet adds 110,000 ETH to a Sky Vault as ETH slides. A wallet linked to Ethereum co-founder Joseph Lubin moved 110,000 ETH into Sky Vaults as extra collateral against 259 Melters in DAI debt, according to on-chain tracker On-Chain Lens in a post surfaced by CoinMarketCap on June 8, 2026. At ETH's price of about $1,674 at the time of writing, that deposit is worth roughly 184 Melters. The timing is the story. Ether is down about 15.4% over the past 7 days and changing hands near $1,674 as of June 8, 2026, with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index reading 15, or extreme fear. A borrower who tops up collateral during a drawdown is not raising fresh cash. They are pushing their liquidation price further away from spot, so a deeper drop does not trigger a forced sale. The mechanics behind the deposit, SKY is the protocol formerly known as MakerDAO, and DAI is the dollar-pegged stablecoin it issues against deposited collateral. A vault works like a secured loan. Lock up an asset such as ETH, mint DAI against it, and keep the position open as long as the collateral stays comfortably above a required ratio. If the collateral value falls too close to the debt, the protocol liquidates part of the position automatically and sells the asset to repay the loan, usually with a penalty. Against 259 Melters in DAI debt, adding 184 Melters in ETH materially lowers the loan-to-value ratio on the position. That buys headroom. The cost is concentration. The borrower now has even more ETH committed to a single leverage structure, so a further leg down still hurts. It just does not hurt at today's price. On-chain Lens attributes the wallet to Lubin, the consensus founder, and one of Ethereum's original backers. Wallet attribution from on-chain trackers is an inference from transaction patterns and prior labeling, not a confirmation from Lubin himself, and neither he nor consensus had publicly commented at the time of writing. Treat the link as a high probability label, rather than a signed statement, a signal worth reading carefully. Large holders defending positions instead of dumping them is one read on conviction during a sell-off. It is not the only one. A forced unwind, where a big borrower gets liquidated and the protocol sells collateral into a thin market, can accelerate a decline. Watching a whale add collateral rather than get liquidated removes one near-term overhang, at least for that position. The move sits alongside other large on-chain repositioning this cycle. Arthur Hayes, by contrast, said he sold Hype and Near as those tokens fell, a reminder that not every prominent name is leaning in during the drawdown. The split between adding collateral and cutting exposure is the kind of divergence that tends to show up near the bottom of a fear reading. For context on scale, the broader market is still under pressure. ETH at $1,674 is up 3.78% on the day, but down 15.4% on the week. While BTC trades near 63,172s, also off about 13% over 7 days. A relief bounce on the day does not undo a rough week, and a 24-hour green candle is exactly the kind of window a large borrower might use to reset a position. The takeaway for borrowers. The episode is a clean illustration of how leveraged borrowing behaves under stress, and the same logic applies whether you are running a 9-figure vault or a small one. Borrowing against crypto instead of selling keeps your upside and defers a taxable event, but it hands you a liquidation price you have to manage actively. When the asset falls, you either add collateral, repay debt, or get sold out at the worst possible moment. That risk is also why the self-custody trade-off cuts both ways. Holding your own keys means no custodian can freeze your funds, but it also means no one steps in to stop a liquidation on your behalf. The same applies to anyone who spends from a stablecoin balance minted against volatile collateral. The dollars are only as safe as the ratio behind them. For users who would rather avoid the liquidation game entirely, spending crypto directly without borrowing against it sidesteps the forced sale risk altogether.